Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Man in the Queue by Josephine Tay, narrated by Jennifer M. Dixon. Chapter 1. Murder. It was between 7 and 8 o'clock on a March evening, and all over London the bars were being drawn back from pit and gallery doors. Bang, thud, and clank. Grim sounds to preface an evening's amusement. But no last trump could have so galvanized the weary attendants on Thespis and Terpsichore, standing in patient column of four before the gates of promise. Here and there, of course, there was no column. At the Irving, 5 people spread themselves over the 2 steps and sacrificed in warmth what they gained in comfort. Greek tragedy was not popular. At the Playbox there was no one. The Playbox was exclusive and ignored the existence of pits. At the Arena, which had a 3 weeks ballet season, there were 10 persons for the gallery and a long queue for the pit. But at the Woffington, both human strings tailed away, apparently into infinity. Long ago, a lordly official had come down the pit queue, and with a gesture of his outstretched arm that seemed to guillotine hope, had said, "All after here, standing room only." Having thus, with a mere contraction of his deltoid muscle, separated the sheep from the goats, he retired in Olympian state to the front of the theatre, where beyond the glass doors there was warmth and shelter. But no one moved away from the long line.